Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time that we're able to share together every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And I just pray that I pray for you every day, my radio family, my UCM partners. And it's my earnest prayer that as we continue to share this, the subject of the last several days, the power of prevailing prayer, that you and I can come into a place of such communion and fellowship with God. The things that that you've struggled with in days past, I believe, are going to become a thing of the past. I just sense the Spirit of the Lord wanting to minister to you right now. Just, beloved, just give your burdens to the Lord. Cast your cares upon Him because He cares for you. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, is there anything too hard for your God? I am He who stretched out the heavens like a curtain. I am He who laid the beams of my chambers in the waters. The clouds are the very dust of my feet, says the Lord. By my wisdom I establish the world, and I fulfilled and promised through all of creation my mercies and blessings for those who will honor me, those who will recognize me. And so, beloved, I would have you to be encouraged and to have courage, to take courage, because I am with you. And I am your God who will make the impossible possible. Is there anything too hard for me? How would you answer that, says your God? Know that if I can create heaven and earth, if I can fulfill my purpose for the world and the fullness thereof and the peoples thereof, beloved, I can move in your life. I want you to get a glimpse of the wisdom and power that I possess. And it is your faith, it is your trust in me that will see transformation and change brought not only in your life, but in the lives of those whom you love and care about, your loved ones. It is faith that moves the heart of God. And know, beloved, I would have you to reflect back, remember back, see how I have answered prayer in your behalf. Shall I fail you now? Shall I be unable to meet my promises to you? Shall I be half-hearted in my love and care and concern for you? I love you with an everlasting love, says your God, and I will be faithful to you. To the faithful man I will show myself faithful, says your God. So praise me and trust me and allow me to strengthen you this day and to give you a vision as you look forward and go forward in the path that I have placed before you, where you shall have greater spiritual understanding, wisdom, and discernment, and shall be able to mount up with wings as eagles, that I shall cause you through faith to walk upon your high places. You shall praise me, and you shall know that it is I, and I alone, that have wrought this work as you have submitted and surrendered to me, says your God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, I ask you to do that work in all of us, God. Let us reflect and meditate on your omnipotence, on your omniscience, your wisdom, your power. God, that you uphold everything by the word of your power. And so, Father, we thank you. If you can do all of that, surely you can move in our lives. Surely we can see answers to prayer. And Father, I just take authority over any discouragement, any disappointment. Lord, we know that it's in your timing. Lord, just as you had a time in the fullness of time, Jesus was born of a virgin, you have a time for each and every event in our lives, Lord, the problem arises on our behalf is that we want to spur you on. We want it to be in our time rather than yours. So, Father, I decree divine patience and long-suffering as we wait upon your will, your timing, upon your open doors. And I thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, what we've been doing thus far this week, the subject is the power of prevailing prayer. I'm giving an overview of some important events in the life of Jacob in Genesis 28, when he is fleeing from Esau, he falls asleep, he sees what we've called Jacob's ladder. God says some things to him, powerful things. He says, my goodness, this is the house of God. He named it Bethel. That's what Bethel means, house of God. And this is the very gate of heaven. And he says, God, if you do all these things you just promised me, you will become my God. He had prayed to his father's God. Now the Lord who spoke with him would become his personal God if he provided for his needs and bring him back in peace and safety to his father's home. And so, chapter 32, we see events had passed. It was 20 years later, and he was wrestling with the angel of the Lord at the brook Jabbok, and he was in a desperate place. He had to have a miracle. It was destruction or it was deliverance. And so he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Again, I'm just looking at highlights, and then we're going to go in detail. Of course, the blessing was a solemn, sacred oath. It's, you know, we just say the Lord bless you today. It's nothing. It was a very sacred event. It was a custom of their day, and it couldn't be withdrawn. There's examples in the 27th chapter. Remember, Esau was saying, or Isaac told Esau, well, I blessed him, and I can't change that. He's been blessed. And in Genesis 48, when Jacob was in Egypt and pronouncing blessings on his children, it was a very solemn event. And so the wrestling that Jacob had been going through brought him courage, because now he was able to meet danger and difficulty in the power of faith. That's where God wants to get us, beloved. And as he wrestled with the Lord, instead of the Lord being upset, actually the Lord indicated pleasure and approval and blessing. And the important thing I want us all to see is that he entered into a new relationship with the Lord. It was signified by his name change. It was changed to Israel, power with God and with man. Names are very important in the scripture, in case you didn't know that. They always mean something. And so he moves on into a new phase in his life. He is blessed, yet he's humbled by a permanent limp. And he's called a prince with God, or one powerful with God. The reason he had a limp is God touched him on in his thigh, and he limped there forever after. So his new name indicated a new nature. And of course, the meaning of that name has been a subject of much discussion. It might mean persevere with God, soldier of God. He fights or persists with God in prevailing prayer. He will rule as God. He will rule. That's one of the meanings. But the point is, Jacob is no longer the crafty schemer plotting his own advantage. As many of us, you know, we maybe not are quite as obvious as Jacob was, but we are relying on our own strength, our own abilities. But he is changed by that experience. He becomes humble, he becomes penitent, and he can trust himself and everything he has into God's hands. After all, what do you have? Haven't you got it all from God, including your very life? And he basically says, I've seen God face to face, and beloved, a vision of Jesus will cause our inner life to be transformed. You know, all those who serve the devil, we see so many in the world. They're his servants. They're his slaves. They think they're free men, but they're not. But all those who God conquers, beloved, are princes. Revelation says that. We're kings and priests unto our God. Amen? And my question to myself, to you, is, does our walk and our conversation show that we are princes with God by bearing the mark of a life that is totally surrendered to him? And we know that as that chapter ends, it's sunrise, and that bespeaks the dawning of a new and definite experience with God. The sun of God's light and power will immediately rise upon us when we have yielded ourselves entirely to the will of God. Psalm 4 and 6 says, "Lift up thou upon me the light of thy countenance." And so, beloved, we have a tremendous privilege with God. We can have power with God, power with man, and that power with man, of course, refers to temporal, tangible blessings of this realm, but it also, of course, relates to that supreme gifting of God to be an intercessor, and that's the very calling that Jesus has now before the throne of God. And so, beloved, we have to be looking to the Lord. We have to be willing to say, "Lord, not my will, but your will be done," and to have power with God. That means a realization on all levels of our true identity in God. You see, what was the point of that wrestling match? God wanted to bring forth Jacob's true nature. And so, that power with God means a realization of who you are in the Lord. Somehow struggling in the realm of intercession for others and for holding on to God in tenacious faith for those victories in your life, whatever crisis you could be in, Jacob is basically an example, a foreshadowing of an individual who would manifest the same kind of tenacity, the comprehension, the understanding of the very heart of God. Praise God. Well, beloved, my time has again just flown, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. And I promise before the week's out, we will get into detail in terms of what God has to show us about the power of prevailing prayer in these scriptures. As I said, I'm just kind of giving you an overview and to just familiarize yourself with the story. You may wish to read it also. I love you. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our mailing address, our contact information. If you email, I will confirm receipt. I will pray for you. But if you'd like a personal answer, please share your mailing address to be shared with no one. And UCM family, radio family, I pray for you every day. I love you. I thank the Lord for you, as well as the privilege of being able to share these few moments together. I love you deeply. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.